Audiobook libraries like RNIB's Talking Books and Calibre Audio Library are probably pretty well known, but maybe less familiar to many is a national collection of modern poetry, also available to blind and partially sighted people to borrow. Theirs is provided on standard audio CD and on cassette, and they have some Braille copies as well. And it's a completely free service. The Poetry Library of the South Bank Centre in London offers this special postal service to vision-impaired people across the UK who join as a library member. Chris McCabe, poetry librarian at the Poetry Library, told us more.
It's the largest public collection of modern poetry in the world, and it's based here at South Bank Centre, just next to the River Thames, though the books are quite far away from the river. And what basically we do is we collect on behalf of the nation, if you like, so the collection goes back to 1912. So we've got over 100 years of published poetry in the collections here, and it's growing week by week, so we get up to 200 new books or items to the collection every month. And we catalogue them, we process them, we get them on the shelves. And those collections, they go across books, magazines, as being a kind of core place that poets publish the work. We have posters and postcards, ephemeral items. And significantly, we have a large audio collection as well.
And is that where things dovetail very nicely with your service for blind and partially sighted people?
It is indeed, yes. We've been running this service of CDs and cassettes by post to visually impaired people for many years. And that's something which has proved kind of steadily popular, but we're always open to new members coming along. It's really simple as well to get involved with that.
Now, is that then what you send out, the cassettes and CDs that you already have, or do people request what they want to hear, or do you have a catalogue? How does it all work? How do people choose what they listen to?
When people join up for the service, we ask them what particular tastes they have in poetry. So if they like a particular poet or a particular style of poetry, particular genre, we'll make a note of that here. So we know roughly what they like, and we also have a list of what they've been sent. And then we draw on these holdings to send out to people. They can look at the catalogue as well, and they can make a very specific request, which is also something we'll do our best to accommodate.
And the catalogue information, is that available in accessible formats? Because it must be, bearing in mind what you've already said, going back to 1912, it must be a pretty big catalogue.
It is pretty big, over 150,000 items at the Poetry Library, and it is growing all the time, as I say. So I think the online version of the catalogue is the one that people would want to use. That's just on our website, and you can click onto the online catalogue and take your search from there.
And for people who don't have access to the internet, can they phone you and talk through, you know, once they are a member, can they actually talk through the kind of things that they might want? Can you point them in the right direction over the phone?
Absolutely, yeah. We always have a really friendly and knowledgeable staff here, lots of poetry lovers, and you just really care about the library and enjoy being here, so we're always happy to take those calls and talk people through.
And joining in the first place, is that an easy process, bearing in mind the accessibility, how people can go about it if they are blind or partially sighted?
Yeah, it's really easy. You can call up the library, just give us a phone call and we'll start that process, or send an email, or there's a simple link on our website as well. You can request a membership form, so that'll come straight through to us. And the process from there is that we send out a membership form by post, which proves the address just by simply getting to the person that was sent it to. They will write out the address details, sign, or have someone sign for them. As soon as we receive that back, we can start sending items out.
And then once people have joined, how many CDs or cassettes can they order from you? How frequently can they change their selection? How many, basically, can they have at any one time?
It's two items at one time. We'll send two cassettes out, two CDs or a mix. And really, the member is in control of how long they listen to those. If they listen to them really quickly and send them back, we'll respond straight away and send out some new ones. If they're really enjoying them, they want to keep them for longer, that's absolutely fine. We'll send a reminder out after 4 weeks, but people can keep them, you know, as long as they're not reserved, for much longer than that. So that's the way we kind of like to work. When the person's ready for more, then we'll send them more. And also an additional benefit is our e-loans service. So when people join, they can look in this database we have online of ebooks and audiobooks, and they can borrow an additional item from there, which will go straight to their computer, straight to their tablet, and again, they can keep that item on there for as long as they want.
And for more information about the Poetry Library's free audio library of modern poetry, you can phone them on 0207 921 0948, Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can ask about how to become a library member and get more information about finding out what they have, browsing their catalogue and choosing what you'd like to read. And as mentioned, some poetry books in Braille are also available to borrow. And the library can also be emailed at info@poetrylibrary.org.uk, and their website address is www.poetrylibrary.org.uk.